This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, shut up, hey? You bunch of hockey pucks.
Hi. Where's Al Roker?
Oh, loved it. Mark Trout and I have both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, that's great.
That was inappropriate.
Yeah, I know. And here's, what's his name? Zsa Zsa's husband?
Yeah, oh, yeah, the prince.
Prince? You know, he got mugged.
Prince. Zsa Zsa's husband, Prince.
She pushed me in the car. She was a very tough woman. She was as tough as nails. And the way she talked to me like a truck driver. She was really, really, really tough for a woman.
Yeah. Is this another yeast infection?
From my heart and from my hand.
I don't know, honey.
People understand my intention.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
There are a lot of stupid girls in the media.
I'm horny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Thank you.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Uh-huh. There's a great tape of Holly Hunter.
Yes.
That we're going to play for you now. It's very much like...
Welcome to Paula time.
When Paula Abdul was doing all the satellite interviews.
Right.
And it's Holly Hunter.
A little distracted.
Yep. It's not so much Holly Hunter who's distracted. It's the lady that's doing the interview
right.
That's distracted. It's a satellite interview where Holly Hunter is sitting somewhere, and there's somebody in Butt Scratch, Texas,
right,
doing a satellite interview with her.
The correspondent is called Mary Miller, M-E-R-R-Y.
And Mary.
Mary Miller.
Super. She really is day.
Oh, it's great.
Day. She is a she's a cunning runt. She really is. Not Holly Hunter.
Right.
Anyway, listen to this TV lady.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
There's no editing.
All right,
here.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us. Oh. Okay, we loved the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
What drew you to this character, Grace?
Well, you know, I read the script. It came to me a few months ago with an offer.
Yes.
And I got about to page six and... I called my agent and said, look.
You love that. You love when women talk like that.
God, I think
it turns you on, doesn't it?
I think Holly Hunter is sexy as hell to begin with. Yeah, I like that, Dr. Lecter.
Well, this was a role that I really wanted to play.
It's kind of like a Jodie Foster thing, but along
Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs.
But Holly Hunter's got her own.
Yeah, it's a real action. That's what she has.
She's even hot as Mrs. Incredible. And that's a cartoon.
Well, that's right. She is. That's right. Yeah. She is incredible.
Yes, Dr. Lecter.
If this keeps up, I can't say no to this woman. I can't have anybody else do her but me. And when I got to the end, I called back and said, yes, this is, I gotta go.
Well, we just love this show.
Okay.
So,
wow.
You're welcome. So what drew you from the big screen to TV? Because we hear that you don't watch TV.
Holly Hunter, unlike Paula Abdul, is trying very much to keep it together.
Right.
She's like on a 1 second delay, and she's trying
what
to
What market are we talking about here?
Abilene, Texas, Mike.
Good Lord.
I think that this is a really original woman, you know, and I can't, I've played some really amazing characters in my life, but it's still a rarity to come upon
Dr.
somebody
Lecter.
Who I feel is original.
Well, I love this character. So are you nervous at all tackling something so controversial?
No. You know, I leave that to other people.
True. All right. Anything else?
Wow.
Yeah.
This sounds like... Do you know what it sounds like when you see Saturday morning programming where they have those little kid interviewers that go out there?
Or it's like cable
And I just
access.
Sounded like Holly Hunter because I was listening to her. Kid interviewers that go out there?
Do you want to tell us about Grace?
I think the show is really thrilling. It's a great ride.
I think it's a great ride. What's the best part about shooting?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I think that the sense of humor in the show is absolutely, I mean, it's sophisticated, but it's also kind of Three Stooges. I mean, it's silly as hell and unbelievably smart.
Well, I think it's fantastic. All right, so now that you've wrapped up shooting, what are the rest of the summer plans?
Well, actually, I haven't wrapped up. We're in
Hold on a second. Yeah. Now I realize what it is. She is reading every single one of those questions because she's delivering it in a bad read style. Mm-hmm. So now that you've finished up sitting, what are the rest of your summer plans?
And that's something that's the only thing that doesn't carry on this tape is the lean forward and squint when she does the reading of the question.
Even at the very beginning.
Literally leaning forward and squinting.
Which what screws up the intro at the
beginning. Please to describe the lady Mary that's doing the interview.
Not ugly.
Okay. Yeah.
Medium market pretty, I would call her.
Blonde.
All right.
In her market, she's probably a piece of ass.
Where is she between Wendy Rieger and Megan McGrath? Is she Liz Crenshaw?
She's closer to Wendy Rieger.
Yeah.
I would say it's pretty close, though. She might be the arithmetic mean of McGrath and Rieger.
It's fascinating. It's so great audio. It really
she has
is.
A certain hotness about her.
Yeah.
She does.
Well, she's got to have something going for her.
She's just as dumb as a box of rocks.
I was going to say, sometimes women put you off that are too smart, put one off that are too smart. You don't get that with
Not
her.
With her. No,
no.
Very good.
An hour, which is pretty exciting. We've got, you know, 3 more hours to go, 3 more episodes to shoot. So it's going to be sad to say bye to it. But we'll finish up at the beginning of August. And then I'll go back to New York.
Yeah, well, we want you back in New York. We are so excited about this show. It's so good to have you back. We are all thrilled to watch it.
Oh, great. Thank
you. All right, and you do a great job. So thank you so much for joining us.
Wait, there's more. Wait.
You can catch more Holly on Saving Grace, which is going to premiere Monday, June 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT. All right, folks. That's all the best we have for you today. Make sure to check us out on demand at the Arts and Entertainment section of NBCNews.com.
ABC.
I'm Mary Miller in New York. Thanks.
Oh, you know, you're right.
Is it an ABC?
Yeah, right.
She said NBC. She got it wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
For watching this edition of What's the Buzz.
Wow. Oh, my God. I heard there was a nursing shortage. I didn't know that there was an anchor shortage.
groovy music.
That
video went viral.
God.
$50 billion to do this.
I know what this one is. This is people heckling my girl Hillary.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, and then she doesn't really respond to it. She just has her peoples do it.
Yeah, listen to this. This is Hillary, someone's yelling at her.
$50 billion to do this renewable, clean, alternative energy. And then let's make sure that we put it to work.
I thought at this point she should be like Simon Cowell, really. Yeah. She should just be going, shut up.
I didn't understand. Really, it's ridiculous. All I'm trying to say is when she gets a heckler, what she needs to know. Shut up. I'm talking. I'm talking. Shut up. Please. So she had a heckler. A lousy little heckler. Look at my breasts.
Boom.
Look at my shot up. I'm talking.
Listen to this. They're just going off. They're going off on
Well, when I saw the video of this, it's a guy that walks down the middle of the aisle, and he's got a Hillary. You know, she's in it for she's in it for the power.
Yeah.
That's all she cares about. And he's holding this up, and then people notice this guy, and then all the Hillary signs go up, and they start screaming.
Ah. I was watching a rerun last night about Simon Cowell. Maybe they get this on WGN. They rerun American Idol.
Rewind.
The first, is that what they call it?
American Idol Rewind.
The very first season. And I was watching Kelly Clarkson. Really interesting now, 6 years later, to see how fat she was when she auditioned for the show. Mm-hmm. What a freaking hillbilly she was.
Yes,
really
she was.
When she auditioned for the show. And even though the show has only been on 5 or 6 years, when they do the cutaway to the judges.
Right.
Paula Abdul looked like Sean Young, you know, that actress with the big, high poodle hair.
Yeah, very dramatic. She changes her look very dramatically.
And at least in the first year, Simon Cowell had very poofy hair. And when it came time to vote on if Kelly Clarkson would stay or go, He said no, and the other two said yes.
Wow. And he is somebody that has slightly modified his look over the years. But if you go back and look at Paula, it's amazing. It's truly dramatic.
How backward was that show that first season, too? Doesn't it look like card tables and duct tape?
Well, they had the two hosts, right? They had Ryan Seacrest and the other guy.
Dunkelman.
What they've done is they've edited Dunkelman out.
Have they really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Poor Dunkelman.
Sometimes you hear his voice if you watch the rerun, but it's mainly Ryan Seacrest, even to the point where they, if they're both standing together, they just chop out half of the scene.
Oh, God. Wow.
And Ryan looks good in his glasses, doesn't he?
Poor Dunkelman.
Ryan has altered his look a bit, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It made me spit.
I'm sorry, I didn't
He was that. A little more like clean cut, right, when he started out. He didn't have the scruffy kind of beard.
He was a little fancier, Mike.
Was he a little lad?
He had like Elton John glasses.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little more DJ-y.
Yeah, they all search for their look. The one thing that is true about American Idol, when you go back and look at the original tapes of these people when they started, is when they get into that Hollywood machine that American Idol has now, and they really totally transform their look. I love watching that.
Just thought it was interesting to see Kelly Clarkson, how she was, how she is now. The problem she's going through now with the record company, with the old queen of the record company.
And her weight again.
Yeah, right.
She's gone from Fat Kelly to Superstar Kelly to Superstar Thin Kelly to Fading Superstar Fat Kelly again.
I told you, I saw the Simpsons movie. Really, really good. Yeah, me and everybody else in the world saw it. Really good. Along those lines, here's a list of the greatest fat men in the history of TV.
Oh, all right. I think I've got a handle on this a little bit.
Let me see. This is like all lists that come out now, they pretty much reflect only what's happened in the last year.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not like
greatest fat men
of all time.
Huh. Greatest fat. Oh, but it's all time, but they
on
only
TV.
TV, all right.
Number 10 is Tony Soprano.
Yeah. All right. It's a good one.
This is from TV Guide. Mhm. Number 9 is Turtle from Entourage.
Okay.
Number 8 is Norm from Cheers.
Right, that's a good one.
Number 7, Doug Heffernan, Kevin James on King of Queens.
Oh, no. Pixie, this is all time?
Of all time. Yep.
Number 6 is Newman from Seinfeld.
Right, that's a great one.
Number 5 is Eric Cartman from South Park. Number 4 is Hurley from Lost.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's the long-haired guy.
Number 3 is Peter Griffin, Family Guy.
So they're, and another thing that tells you that the list is somewhat BS is when they're using animated
cartoons.
Characters.
Yeah.
Number 2, I wouldn't put him as a fat guy. George Costanza,
schlubby guy,
husky,
right?
He's not fat.
Bacardi Limon,
Tony Diggs.
And the number 1 is Homer Simpson. Honorable mentions are Drew Carey for the Drew Carey Show. Ralph Kramden for the Honeymooners.
Sure. So Ralph Kramden doesn't make the all-time list.
No. He's in the honorable mentions, along with Drew Carey. Denny Crane from Boston Legal.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh because I don't think Shatner likes to be referred to as fat.
Then Sean Bloomberg from Felicity.
I don't even know that show.
No.
The Skipper from Gilligan's Island.
Okay. Great fat guy.
And Richard Hatch from Survivor.
Where's Mikhail?
Not there, Mike.
Where's William Conrad?
Oh, my God. Yes,
he
Jake and the fat man.
That's right.
Guys are
Cannon.
Tons of fat people.
Denny Crane.
He's Denny Crane.
Denny Crane.
But that's a list from TV.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
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 Shut up. I'm talking.
Shut up. All
my right. Brass.
Hold on a second.
Hello, my brass.
Where was that thing again? Okay, we're ready. Here we go. Let's roll it. You ready, Buzz?
Ready.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Holly. Thanks so much for joining us. Oh, okay. We love the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
It's too good, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
You know, if you put the fart sound effects in that would punctuate it a little bit.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Ha ha ha! All right, Holly. Thanks so much for joining us. Oh. Okay, we love the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
Oh. I'm wondering if there's some news director down in Abilene with his pants down around his ankles.
If you listen carefully, you can hear a guy saying, ask the question.
Ask the question now. Please help.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
She does actually say something about Buzz here. Doesn't she?
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
Hi.
You may know her as a...
Hey, we can steal that for you, Buzz.
Thank you, Mary.
There you go.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
Thanks, Mary.
And the reading is like that. Same kind of reading you would do in school in eighth grade.
Oh, we got to get it to the news now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, you guys forgot Rob's favorite racist, Archie Bunker.
Yeah, I don't think Archie is the classic
fat, overweight,
guy.
Not really fat.
Hi there,
and
Don.
And not
Mike
my
show.
Favorite racist. Who's that list, well, I don't. I'd have to make a list.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Probably Jimmy.
Yeah, I was going to tell him a funny one would be, what about Laurel and Hardy?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Shut up.
Uh-huh. Yes,
it's TV.
I'm going to go with James Snyder.
You know what I mean?
Did you just say your favorite racist of all time is Jimmy the Greek?
Well, I mean, if you had to, like, ask me to pick a favorite child, true. But, you know, if I had to pick one, James Snyder.
Jimmy the Greek?
Yes.
James the Greek Snyder. You got David Duke.
He's also good.
Mm-hmm.
Good racist.
I'll make a list.
Strom Thurmond.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
And are we just talking America, or can we go worldwide?
Oh,
is it the
worldwide.
Last 100 years?
Worldwide.
Sure.
All-time favorite. All-time.
Well, there's the guy.
The Babe Ruth.
The Babe Ruth of races. Sure.
Man,
I don't even think we need to. Yeah.
You don't even Addy. Have to mention his name. But you know,
Uncle
there was
Dolph.
Adolf Hitler Jr., who was voted into the Dictator Hall of Fame, Racist Hall of Fame this weekend.
Hey, the Dictator Hall of Fame.
All I know is that he was the Cadillac of racists. The gold standard, Don. All others will be measured against Uncle Dolph.
Uncle Dolph. Ah, yes, Aegon. I wrote a book.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Shut up, honey.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Stand by, Curly.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.